This week in West Virginia history, on August 29, 1952, groundbreaking ceremonies for the West Virginia Turnpike were held in Mercer County, the state's only toll road. Eventually cut driving time between Charleston and Princeton from 4 hours to 2. The road took less than 2 years to construct. Despite early plans for a four-lane highway, project costs limited the turnpike to only 2 lanes in most places. Still, the road was considered modern for the day. It was first opened to traffic between Princeton and Beckley in September 1954, and then on to Charleston 2 months later. In 1958, the turnpike was included in the new interstate highway system, which later required its expansion to 4 lanes throughout. After a slow start, reconstruction began in earnest in December 1976. Other than the wider road, the biggest change in the turnpike was a huge mountain cut in southern Kanawha County that bypassed the obsolete Memorial Tunnel. Although state officials have long debated removing the road's toll booths, the tolls remain in place more than 60 years later as a way to defray maintenance costs and generate other revenues. For more information on the West Virginia Turnpike, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.